Today, we'd like to study the title of a contrite heart in Psalm chapter 34, verses 1 to 22. To unite with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, for verses 1 to 3, what are the reasons of a conditional blessings? Question 2, in verse 18, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. What does it mean in light of the Beatitudes? The last question in verse 20, he guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. What does it mean? A psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. This is the title of Psalm chapter 34. Abimelech means a common title of a king in Philistine territory. For example, Genesis chapter 26 verse 1, there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerara. So Abimelech, the king, is the common title of the Philistine area, but here, Gerara area. Saul, the king, was after David to kill him. David had a bad reputation among the Philistines because he had killed Goliath. David really had no much place to escape, so that he fled over to the Philistine city of Gath, of which Achish was the king. In the 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 13, so David changed his behavior before them, or Philistine people, pretended madness in their hands, scratched on the door of the gate, and let his saliva fall down on his beard. And so Achish the king sent David away. Thus David wrote this psalm. Verses 1 to 3 basically praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all the times, thanksgiving to the Lord for all blessings. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So I praise continually in my mouth, glorify him. Verse 2, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. My soul's boast in the Lord, which is glorify the Lord, or glorify his name. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. The humble people hear of the boast in the Lord, and the humble people shall be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. The humble people together with me, magnify the Lord, or glorify the Lord, or exalt the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. So glorify his name, adore his name, praise his name. Then verses 1 to 3, praise the Lord. Why? Because David received a lot of blessings. That is a blessing, ask our obedience. Here I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So David is in the risk of life. He sought the Lord, but God heard him and delivered him from all my fears. That is what we can apply to our situation as a conditional blessing. Our part, seek the Lord. That is a condition. Seek the Lord, then the Lord will hear us and deliver us from all our fears. Those are blessings. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. Here, look to the Lord. That is our conditional part, our obedience part. Our face are shining or radiant, or our face are shone like Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai and two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone or his face was shining while he talked with God. So not ashamed. So look to the Lord. Our faces are shining, not ashamed. Then verse 6. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Our conditional part, if you are bankrupted or are wretched, troubled, whatever. So cry out all troubles to the Lord. Then the Lord will hear us and save us from all troubles. The poor man, if you are bankrupted or are wretched or are troubled, whatever, so in that case you should cry out to the Lord all troubles. Then the Lord hear us and save us from all troubles. That's a blessing. So verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. So angel is a messenger of God. So here fear is a holy fear, not first Adam's fear. He ate forbidden fruit. He feared to be punished by God. But here is a holy fear. Holy fear is you stand in a reverential awe of God, like when you see sunset or at the night the lot of stars in heaven. So that time you feel what awesome God, the Creator. So that kind of fear. So fear the Lord, then the Lord protect all around us and deliver us. Then verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Experience the goodness of our God through our personal life, the testimony of a good God. So a few minutes ago, I read in Tony's testimony of a good God, because Tony's gave a testimony of his conversion from the alcohol addicted situation. So that kind of thing, taste and see the Lord is good. Experience the goodness over our God through our personal life. Then trust in Him, then we are very happy. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. So we trust in God, then we are very happy. Verse 9, oh, fear the Lord, you His saints. In the Bible, saints meaning all believers. So whoever are Christians, so Jesus Christ's righteousness is imputed upon you based upon faith. So you are considered the holy people. Holy people, which meaning you set apart from the world now to the kingdom of God. So His saints meaning simply meaning believers. Fear the Lord, you His saints. You believers or children of God. There is no want to those who fear Him. So fear the Lord, then you will lack nothing. Like Psalm chapter 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. Why? Because Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, disciples said, not that I speak in regard to need, because I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. So, disciple Paul wrote the Philippians epistle in Romans prison, but the disciple said, I do not speak about necessity, but I learned whatever state I am to be content, to be satisfied. That's why I lack nothing, because my shepherd is the Lord, because I fear the Lord, so I lack nothing. Verse 10, the young lions lack and suffer hunger. Even young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Seek the Lord, any good thing shall be provided. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all these necessities shall be added to you, shall be provided to you. Then, verse 11, come you children. Here, children meaning physical, biological children or spiritual children, like new believers. Listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. So learn how to fear the Lord from spiritual creature or adults. Then verse 12, who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? So for us who want to live a long good life, how should we do? So he explained up to verses 15, up to verses 15. First Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So verse 14, depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue. Do good, seek peace and pursue, then you will have a long life, long good life. So verse 13 too, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Watch for your saying, stop evil and guard speaking. James chapter 1 verse 26, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Chapter 3, verse 2, also, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. So basically, James taught us, watch for your saying, your mouth. So then, that's why not many people shouldn't become teachers, because people have an open mistake of a word. So here, watch for your saying, stop evil, God speaking, then you will have a long good life. Then verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. The Lord watch for those who live by faith. So Bible, the righteousness definition is Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from face to face. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. If you live by faith, you are considered as righteous person. So, and his ears are open to their cry. So a person who lives by faith with loyal heart and cry out and the Lord will hear you, then you will live a long good life. That's a blessing. Then verse 16, the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. The Lord is against evildoers and cut off the remembrance of them from the earth, cut off their memory. Verse 17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. Live by faith and cry out all troubles, and that's a blessing. The Lord will hear and deliver you from troubles. Verse 18, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. This is in the Beatitude, those who mourn. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, exactly meaning those who have a broken heart, for they shall be comforted by God. But here, the Lord come near you, so near to you, and saviors such as have a contrite spirit. This one is the Beatitude of Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit. That is exactly the same meaning as a contrite heart. The poor in spirit means they who have a contrite heart. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They belong to the kingdom of heaven, or they are saved. But here, so saviors such as have a contrite spirit, have a broken heart, and the Lord will come to you. Have a contrite spirit, and you will be saved, or enter the kingdom of God. Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteousness, unavoidable afflictions, consequence to the righteous people. If you live by faith, so you will bear a lot of afflictions. But live by faith, and the Lord deliver us from all afflictions. Verse 20, he guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Here is two interpretations. Number one, God protects the righteous all bones. All bones is a metaphor of a body. So God protects the righteous body, and any bone will not be broken. Any bone will not be broken. That's the first interpretation. Second interpretation, messianic prophecy. Although it was the Roman custom to break the legs of the victim to speed death, not one of Jesus' bones was broken. John chapter 19, verse 33. But when they came to Jesus and saw, Roman soldiers came to Jesus and saw that Jesus was already dead, they did not break his legs. Verse 36, for these things were done that the scriptures should be fulfilled, not one of his bones shall be broken. Verse 21, evil shall slay the wicked. Evil in the wicked shall kill the wicked himself. Not only individual, group, or a nation. The evil in the nation shall kill the nation itself. Why? Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. The ultimate result of sin is death.
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And those who hate the righteousness shall be condemned. So God will handle it. So somebody condemn you, so you don't worry about that. Those who hate the righteous, if you live by faith, but somebody hate you, so you don't worry about that. So the hater shall be condemned by God. So God will handle it. Verse 22, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants. All Christians as his servants, because we called Jesus as the Lord. That implies we are his servants. So all Christians as his servants are saved. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. Or the Lord saves the soul of his servants. And none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Serve the Lord, and you are redeemed. Trust in him, you are not condemned. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not work according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Let's see each question answer. For verses 1 to 3, what are the regions of conditional blessings? So God gave blessings. There is a condition, is our part. We should obey. Here, such as verse 5, look to God, then our face are shining, not ashamed. So that's a blessing. That's a conditional blessing. So first of all, our part, we should look to God, then our face are shining, not ashamed. Another example, verse 6. Cry out all troubles to the Lord. Then the blessing, God will hear me and save us from all troubles. That's a blessing. In that token is verse 7 too. Fear God. That's our part. Then God's blessing is the through his angels protect us, deliver us. So verse 8, in that token, taste and see that the Lord is God. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. First of all, experience the goodness of God through our life. Then trust in God. Then we will be happy. We will be very happy. That's a blessing. So in that tokens, so we can see, you know, up to verse 22, we can see all, you know, conditional blessings. Question 2 in verse 18, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. What does it mean in light of the beatitude? First part is those who have a broken heart in beatitude, Jesus said, those who mourn, so he will be comforted. But those who have a broken heart, the Lord come near to you. That is a save such as have a contrite spirit. Beatitude, Jesus said, the poor in spirit, to a people in spirit, blessed, theirs are the kingdom of heaven. So here, if you have a contrite spirit, you will be saved. You are saved. Question 3, in verse 20, he guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. What does it mean? First meaning, in this context, the righteous if you live by faith, so God will take care of all your bodies. So even not, you know, one of your bone not broken. That's the first interpretation. Second interpretation, prophecy about Messiah. So Jesus Christ himself, Jesus was crucified, but Jesus' bones were not broken. even one of them is not broken. That's fulfilled. Let's sing song all together on bulletin.